You're listening to SBS News.
A new flu vaccine manufacturing plant is intended to guard Australians against future pandemics, providing long-term access to influenza and fever vaccines. It will also provide anti-venoms for some of Australia's most deadly creatures. The federal government has struck a $1 billion 12-year deal with a subsidiary of pharmaceutical company CSL, which was formerly the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, but privatised and listed on the Australian Securities Exchange in 1994. The subsidiary company Securus is to invest $800 million to develop a high-tech vaccine manufacturing facility near Melbourne Airport to replace its more than 60-year-old Parkville site. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australian-based vaccine manufacturing capabilities will be crucial in the event of another pandemic.
The other thing that we've learnt throughout COVID-19, and this has been a common discussion amongst like-minded countries around the world, is the need for us to do even more to secure supply chains in critical areas. And there can be few more critical than those that apply to vaccines.
Work on the plant will start next year, with the site expected to be operating by mid-2026. More than 500 jobs are expected to be created. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the plant will save lives and protect Australians into the future.
We've had the capacity through this pandemic to have Australian manufacturing and therefore certainty for Australians. What we're doing is providing that certainty for coming generations. And I want to thank the Prime Minister and the Treasurer for their investment. It's allowed us on the health side to be able to ensure that that continuity is there.
Mr. Morrison says the agreement built on CSL's efforts to manufacture coronavirus vaccine candidates, which started last week.
We're also very proud of the fact that it can be manufactured right here in Melbourne, these Aussie doses here in Melbourne, that will prove to be, subject to the TGA's approval, a absolute game changer, not just for our own country, not for our own economy and getting back to normal, but more broadly around the world.
Dr. Sanjaya Sananaika, infectious diseases specialist at the Australian National University Medical School, says domestic manufacturing of a coronavirus vaccine is vital.
Look, one thing this pandemic has taught us is that when vaccines become available, we will have to deploy them and administer them to millions of people in the community in a timely manner. Now, we'll only be in a position to buy so many doses of vaccines because a lot of other countries will be competing. Therefore, having the capacity to manufacture in large amounts is going to be so important, not just for this pandemic, but for the next one, whenever that is.
The existing deal with Securus was due to expire in 2024 to 2025, potentially putting Australia at risk of needing to source critical medical products from overseas. The new agreement runs until 2036. Securus is the only company that makes influenza and Q fever vaccines in Australia, and there's no other firm in the world producing life-saving antivenoms against 11 poisonous Australian snakes, marine creatures, and spiders. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the antivenoms will be crucial.
It's taipans and tiger snakes, it's brown snake and black snake venom, it's redbacks and funnel worms. It's like a roll call of Australiana in a way. And of course the box jellyfish and even the stonefish are covered in this agreement. And what that means is that we're protecting Australians now, but we're protecting them into the future with an agreement that runs out to 2036. So it provides security for Australians.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.